you say there are tangible things we can do to kind of rewire our brains to act this way if this just doesn't come naturally to us, if we're people who, you know, look at the glass half empty as opposed to the glass half full. What would you suggest?
Sure. And so that's interesting. The research shows you can really change your perspective in the moment. And again, this is so important. So what you want to do when you start going down that path of self-criticism, you want to stop yourself. You literally can tell yourself, stop. I'm not doing this. And then I asked a lot of people for tricks that they use, and they were so interesting. One woman writes, all of her passwords are self-affirmations, like, you look great today, you're beautiful, do good work. So every password, Facebook, computer, everything. Another man kept a pep talk folder, and every note from his boss or a client, you know, telling him he did a good job, he helped them, he put this in the folder. And when times were tough, he would look at this folder to remind himself, like, hey, you know, I'm okay. Talk to people who keep gratitude journals. The research shows actually you should keep a journal each night of the good things and the bad things that happen to you, big and little, every day. It helps you realize even if something bad happens, good things are happening.
And if I don't want to go so far as like change all my passwords, because God knows I can't even barely remember them what they are right now, but the truth of the matter is there just like one simple thing you can tell yourself when you start to go down a negative path? Can you just say, all right, I got to stop and remember like three good things that are happening in my life? And, you know, if you're not going to even take the time to write them down, maybe just remembering them is rewiring your brain enough to start you know being nicer to yourself.
Exactly. You just want to continually remind yourself. So if something bad happens, you stumble, you say something you think was wrong, you messed up a presentation,